USDA is still moving forward on their proposed rules to allow Brazil and Argentina to ship fresh and frozen product into the United States. It's a problem because both of those countries have had issues with foot and mouth disease now for several years. But the bigger problem actually is with our own government. We just don't believe that the Animal Plant Health Inspection Service has done a good enough job doing a thorough risk assessment, and they didn't bring back any reports from the site visits they conducted. So there's just a lack of process on our government side that really gives us some concern, because we do not need reintroduction of foot and mouth disease into this country.
And Woodall says, cattlemen know what FMD could do to our industry and thus would like some answers.
We have not been able to get a clear decision or comment out of USDA on why they have been pushing this, but they are. And so we have to be prepared to continue to fight. And, you know, it's not just targeting Brazil or Argentina, because there are World Trade Organization and World Animal Health Organization protocols that can be put in place to allow countries with disease pressures to trade with each other. You know, we have asked for that in regards to BSE with other trading partners. We also have talked about that with our arrangement with Uruguay down in South America. The only difference is when we went through all of those processes with Uruguay, we did a quantitative risk assessment. We had a thorough set of site visits. They really went through and did the process as they should. They have not done it here. So that tells us there's probably some other political pressure out there that we're not aware of. But regardless, it's still a threat to our country, and we need to fight it. We're going to continue to fight it.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.